This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, a couple weeks ago, there were the protests at the University of Missouri. I imagine many of our listeners have seen some of the videos, the way reporters were treated as they tried to cover those protests. And even though that was a couple weeks ago, I think it's still worth talking about, something we have not weighed in on yet. So I'd certainly be interested in hearing what each of you have to say.
Well, I found it to be totally inappropriate that a professor would step in and try to prevent any news media, including student media, from covering that story, and especially in the way that the professor did. It was Professor Melissa Click, I believe, who was not a journalism professor as originally reported. She was a professor of communication, but she taught some media literacy classes. So she had some doings with the journalism department. But she had gone – I don't know if everyone has seen the video, but she – physically inserted herself into in front of a reporter, a student reporter who was covering this demonstration, this protest, and also asked for some muscle to be brought over to prevent him from doing that coverage. I found that totally inappropriate, and I can't imagine someone who teaches a media literacy class and someone who, you know, talks about the media to actually try to stop the media from covering a story.
I find it interesting that she's become the source of so much scorn when a lot of the video shows another administrator or teacher at the campus really bullying the student photographer who was there. And that student photographer, by the way, really handled himself well in that video, pointing out that the First Amendment protects these people, allows them to demonstrate, but it also protects him and allows him to do his job. I thought he really handled that well.
I think he did as well. You know, I think that the actions of the people who are trying to impede the ability of the media to do their jobs and exercise their rights, I think that's completely wrong, and I'm glad that it seems that there were some apologies issued and things moved forward. But I think that it's really important for us to take a step back and think about, why is it that people who are engaged in civil protests feel the need to be protected from the media? Why do they want to create a safe space, in their words, a safe space that's free from the insensitivity of the media? And I think that one of the things that is worth noting is that, especially for younger people who are in college right now, think about the media they grew up with. You know, the media is a plural word. And in their mind, that includes not only the student reporter at the campus newspaper or the person who works for an NPR station or the person who works for a network affiliate's local news, but it also includes bloggers who intentionally say inflammatory things. It includes shock journalists who try to get undercover video and edit it to make people look bad or to support their agenda. It includes all of these things that, if that was your perception of the media, I'd probably want a safe space from them as well. So I'm not trying to excuse the acts of the people who tried to deny working journalists and members of the public their First Amendment rights of the press. But I also think that as working journalists, we need to take a close look at how we are conducting ourselves, how other people who say they are with us are conducting themselves, and really look at how we can repair some of those relationships and get people to understand that there is a difference between someone who wants to come in and get your story and someone who wants to come in and portray you in a bad light.
Yeah, because that's an awfully broad brush you're painting with right there, mm-hmm. when you include everyone in that same grouping there. And I think if the students today knew their history at all, especially if they were engaging in a civil rights protest of some sort, certainly the media in the late 1950s on into the 60s played a big role in the civil rights movement, because I'm sure many Americans did not know how African Americans were being treated in the South post-Civil War, right on up through the 1960s.
Was there any video more powerful than showing African Americans getting blasted with water cannons in the South?
Or the dogs.
Or the dogs. I mean, you know, and That is a little bit before I was born, but I still have those images in my head. And if it wasn't for the media covering that, that horrible treatment wouldn't be as widely known as it is so that we can do something about it.
Right. You need the media there to get your message out. If you're holding a protest and nobody knows about it, then really what have you accomplished? No one knows what you're even fighting for. And that's why you want the media there. So, I mean, they need to come to terms with that. But, you know, I know that you're painting that I guess that paintbrush very broadly about mm-hmm. who is covering, you know, what kind of people are there as media. But anyone who wants to walk up and see what's going on has a right to do so. And that's not just the media, you know. I mean, so people need to – it almost reminds me of, like, the helicopter parenting situation. You don't need to be protected. I mean, I think that safe space, what they're talking about, is a little ridiculous, in my opinion. And they need to be able to defend themselves with their words just like anyone else. If they're not being physically assaulted or threatened in any way, then stand there. Have your protest, but be aware that people are going to come up and they may have a point of contention there. And it's the media, it's not our job to go over there and just disagree with them. We're covering the story. They should be more concerned about the people coming up to them.
It's not our job to agree or disagree with mm-hmm. them. It's our job to cover what's going on and let the audience make their decisions.
I don't have a problem with the idea of if you want to be in a safe space, you have the right to do that. But I don't think you have the right to pitch a tent on public property and take over that space and then declare it safe space.
Right.
If there were a group of people who wanted to rent out a facility and control who gets to go in and mm-hmm. out and have that be a place where no media is allowed, I don't have a problem with
that. Go for it.
The real problem here is that they expected to have that safe space in a public space. You can't –
Right.
And that's where you are then – it's essentially you're conquesting and saying,
I now
can make the rules. And that, how would that be any different than a foreign army coming mm-hmm. in and taking over a piece of land and say, okay, no, nobody can come in here anymore. And that's an outrageous analogy, but it's the same kind of thing where you can't do that in a public space. If you need to be protected from people, then go to a place where you can do that legally and ethically and morally.
Right, but I bet your protests won't get anywhere because you're in that space. So that's what you have to deal with. Are you going to be out in the public or you're not?
Jasmine, you had said earlier that the media is needed for these people if they want to get their message out there mm-hmm. and make people understand what they're protesting against.
Yeah.
That certainly was the case 50 or 60 years ago, but do students think that way today? Do they think they can shoot their own videos, post them online and control the message that way and still get the word out there? And media will pick it up through their whatever sort of social media they use to put the message out there.
Savvy students know how to do that. Anyone that's savvy with social media can get a video out there and it can go viral. But sometimes it does take people in the media itself to be able to put the story in context. And that's important.
Well, and actually what we learned about social media from all this and trying to get your message out is that you have even less control over it
mm-hmm.
because the piece of video that became viral out of this was them denying the rights to people who are trying to cover it in a more traditional manner.
Very true.
Which is, you know, it's very unfortunate that it came to that. And, you know, it's so funny. If they had just – let's say that they created – they could even have a little roped off area, 20 feet by 20 feet, and said, you know what? All of the students who feel comfortable talking to the media are going to go over there. So reporters, if you're looking for people to interview, we guarantee you the people who are over in this area are willing to talk to you. And you know what? That probably would have meant 90% of the reporters wouldn't have gone anywhere else because they would have gone there and said, okay, here are people who are willing to talk. And that would have solved the problem. But instead it was, you know, you're not allowed anywhere near here. And that's where the problems came from.
All right. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. I hope each of you and our listeners enjoy a happy Thanksgiving this week. And our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.